Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. Yesterday and the day before, we championed the great content creation of one Stu Peters and a great documentary, Died Suddenly. Today, we will discuss some content creation of someone closer to mainstream, Scott Adams of Dilbert fame. Real quickly, though, an update on Died Suddenly and Stu Peters. Both Gab and Rumble have stepped forward to proudly support free speech by proudly keeping that video on their platform. It's amazing that we have to say this. Like, literally the biggest health potential effect as far as across the globe from a particular product in the history of the United States. And some places act as though you're not supposed to discuss it, like YouTube, like Facebook, and so on. Elon Musk, actually, at the beginning of the day, Twitter did not allow you to share it or to comment on it, but they have changed course. So as we all try to figure out the near alien that is Elon Musk, that at least they changed their mind by the end of the day, so that's good. So the video still available. Go watch it. Great documentary. Today, though, Dilbert, Scott Adams will take on some topics that will kind of surprise you, but he'll just be subtle about it. But there's, if you're just reading between the lines, it's between the lines is bigger than the font on the page. It's so obvious. And so this one is going to be really obvious what he's talking about here, November 14th of 2022. And it always at least purports, I've never looked up Scott Adams' biography or background, but you know, he seems to be fairly data-driven and that type, like a data analyst or engineering type. So this one is about 4 or 5 3-pane strips, starting on Monday, November 14th. The trial data says our new product is dangerous and doesn't do what we claim. This is Dilbert to his boss. Boss, have you showed anyone else the data? Dilbert, no. Phew, that problem solved itself. Next 3-pane comic, Dilbert out front with, or someplace outside, with a newsman, news truck in the background, newsman. I'm here with a whistleblower who claims his company makes unsafe products. Obviously, this man is a nut and he should not listen to anything he has to say. And the newsman is holding his finger up by his ear like he's doing the whole woohoo, you know, circular motion by his ear. Then the newsman, and now a word from our sponsor, who is also this man's employer. Dilbert, what? Next 3-pane comic strip. Boss, we hired an independent firm to investigate your whistleblower claims, and they found them baseless. Dilbert, would you have told me their findings if they agreed with me? Boss, why would we hire someone to give us the wrong answer? Next 3-pane strip is Dilbert talking to conical-headed, tall boss, a CEO. I can no longer be silent about the harm from our products. I am going to tell the world. CEO, good luck. We spend so much on ads that we control every news outlet and all of social media except for TikTok. Next pane, Dilbert at home. Dogbert next to him on the couch. Dilbert standing up with headband on. Can you help me work on some dance moves? I'd rather be dead. Next 3-pane strip, Dogbert and Dilbert outside taking a walk. Dilbert talking. After I made my whistleblower video, I lost my job and got kicked off of social media. No bank will let me open an account. I will soon be living on the streets, but at least I will have you with me. Dogbert, this might be the wrong time to tell you our relationship is strictly transactional. The last 3-pane strip around this one now then is Dilbert back in office next to coworker with the, I'll say, the triangular shaped hair. Dilbert, I got my old job back. All I had to do was sign a document saying I lied about our product being unsafe. At first I wanted to save the lives of our customers, but then I realized everyone in the world is awful, so now I don't care. She says, present company excluded. He goes, yeah, sure. All right. So just wanted to share that. That's good information. And is there any question as to what he was discussing? Any question whatsoever? ended on Saturday, November 19th, but 2 days before the Died Suddenly video went up. Very clear what he's talking about. So, you know, we just got to be relentless with the truth because the truth is so obvious. And I discussed some of the anecdotes near me in it, but I told you all I'd heard about these heart problems is just people around me discussing them just up front, not even trying to blame the vaccine. Okay, and I'm like, whoa. And so then for the first time, I asked somebody, I solicited the question. I said, hey, some information to tell you about this. We discussed this type of thing before. And I said, but just interested if you know anybody who has like this this idea of their heart valves being bad or their, you know, their blood is backflowing, they've got weird pressure problems as a result or anything like that. They're being told that their heart valves are being bad. Sure enough, this person's like, yeah, my nephew is in his 20s. He can't even run now. He was in the hospital for a while. It was about 5 months after his vaccine shot. So there you go. I told you about the fibrous tissues and in the last episode when I briefed some of the stuff from Died Suddenly, the person said, hey, yeah, the little specks of sand-type clots, that could be, you know, a stroke. But the fibrous tissues that are growing, the fibrous protein structures that are growing, that takes, usually it's happened like 5 months later or so. So the kid in his 20s, no longer can he run. His heart is having to work way too fast, which, as I said, just imagine his heart is trying to pump blood out toward the rest of the system, but it has backflow problems because the valve is not shutting. So another one that just happened. So we'll cover more of those things, but I appreciate you listening. And it is the night before Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving Eve, so I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. And I'm going on a day trip, so that'll be fun. I've never just done a day trip for Thanksgiving in, geesh, quite a long time. My mother lives just far enough that usually when we go, we spend at least a day, but we can't do it this time, just can't. We travel as siblings, and the sibling is not able to take off Friday. So first day trip Thanksgiving in some time. Hope you guys have a great one, and please continue to listen, and remember to follow so you see when my new episodes come up. You'll see my email, TysonHartley1776@duck.com. On my episode descriptions, on almost all of them, maybe not all of them, and in the show description, if you'd like to email me. So follow the show, like the episodes. Appreciate it, guys. Again, hope your Thanksgiving is great, or maybe by the time you listen to it, that it was great.